Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
As we celebrate Sid Harman and his 100th birthday, otherwise known as the Sidtennial, we are taking time to look back on those amazing 100 years.
Now here's today's sports hero, Max McGee.
This clown.
Sid Hartman, the Oracle. Sid, welcome to the Cannon Mess.
A bunch of jerks. Come on, grow up.
I mean, to me, this job is not work. I mean, I love what I'm doing.
In part one, we went back to the streets of North Minneapolis, where Sid Hartman grew up. Part two looked at Sid's start with the newspaper. And in part three, Sid's time with the Minneapolis Lakers and the NBA. Here in part four, we'll look back on Sid's amazing run at WCCO Radio.
Keep a-doing what you're doing, keep your radios tuned to WCCO.
By 1955, most sports fans in town knew Sid Hartman from his newspaper column. He also had started doing the occasional appearance on a local radio station, WDGY. At that time, WCCO was king of the mountain by a long way. For most Minnesotans, it was the only place to listen for news, information, entertainment, and, of course, sports.
WCCO. WCCO.
Minneapolis and St. Paul.
The station's general manager at the time was Larry Haig Sr. Haig, now a member of the Minnesota Broadcasting Hall of Fame, came to WCCO in 1942 as the station's first farm director. For a decade, he was crucial in developing WCCO's connection to rural communities and grew to understand the power and influence of the good neighbor to the Northwest. In 1952, Haig became WCCO's general manager, and under his leadership, WCCO became one of the most successful stations in the country. It was Larry Haig that saw something in Sid, and he wanted him on WCCO.
I want to mention the radio guys, too. I mean, it really helped me. Larry Haig was wonderful. He gave me my first chance here. Phil Lewis, a wonderful guy. And then the guys that followed him, Clayton Coffin, Steve Goldstein, now Rand Gottlieb. They've been great to me.
Sid's first appearances on WCCO were not unlike his columns. Sid would give a rundown of what was happening in a scripted sportscast. Soon, Sid began doing recorded interviews with some of the biggest names in sports. A CCO legend was born. Today's sports heroes.
Now here's today's sports hero, Max McGee, the star of the Super Bowl for the Green Bay Packers. Max, we understand you're talking about retiring after 11 years with the Packers. Are you really serious?
Yes, I am. In fact, it's been a long time for me, and I enjoyed every minute of it, but you got to quit sometime.
Our sports hero, David Winfield, a former Gopher, now a big star with the New York Yankees. In just a little while, tonight, in fact, he'll play in his 10th straight All-Star game. David, do you still get a big thrill of playing in these All-Star games, even though you've played in so many?
I feel real good about it. I remember when I was very young.
Ricky Henderson, great Yankee center fielder. He stole three bases against the Twins yesterday, giving him 10 against the Twins in six games. Ricky, I know against some teams it's tough stealing bases for you, but certainly not against the Twins. What is the situation?
I think they're all waiting for me, but I don't think it's really getting tough. I think, when you're on a different ball club as the Yankees, you have so many offensive weapons.
Our sports heroes, Rod Carew. His number will be retired at the Metrodome on Sunday. A big Rod Carew Day, a street named after him that's right close to the Metrodome. Our sports hero, Richard Dent of the Chicago Bears, named the most valuable player yesterday as the Bears just walked all over the New England Patriots. Richard, how does it feel to win that award?
It feels great, you know.
Paul Molitor, the former Cretan and Gopher star, now at Milwaukee. He missed a lot of game with injuries this year, but now he's one of the hottest hitters in the American League. Last night he hit in his 32nd straight game. Our sports hero is Jack Morris, great pitcher from the Detroit Tigers. He's a free agent. He's going to negotiate with the Minnesota Twins tomorrow with Carl Pollad and the rest of the Twin officials. Hopes to sign a contract with the Twins.
In the late 1950s, there were a couple of new faces on WCCO. Their names were Charlie Boone and Roger Erickson.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's grand to be on hand. Good morning. Good morning.
During their afternoon shows, they began to include Sid in a more unscripted appearance, and the world found out that Mr. Hartman was as entertaining as he was connected.
But we were the first ones. The Boone and Action Show was the first one to put Sid on in an ad-lib situation. We had you on kind of irregularly.
You're right.
When we were on in the afternoon.
We started that.
Before that, you mostly did a script show. And,
you're right.
And whereas you're fantastic ad-libbing at script, you know, it's a challenge sometimes.
You're right.
Boone and Erickson with Sid Hartman. 20 degrees, Sidney. Sounds like he's coming out on the telephone this morning.
How you doing? Yeah, I'm on the telephone.
Sid would continue to be on with Boone and Erickson during their morning shows, a tradition that has continued for over 60 years now, with Eric Escala and Dave Lee, on shows that were always filled with funny lines. Sometimes Sid contributed in unintentional ways.
One of the most critical letters I ever got in my life, see? Oh, I'm rude, I'm this, I'm that.
Yeah,
but why don't the gutless guy sign his name?
Didn't even sign it, huh?
I mean, if you got any guts...
A guy dots every T and crosses every I.
All of a sudden, Tennessee has reared its big rear end.
It's free. F-R-E-E-E. They don't think it's as serious as they think it is. Was that Mr. McCombs owned a team, Mr. Frugality... How you like that word? I pronounce it right, too. What's that stuff they get when they line up on that deal? My love life is not very good.
Let's go, Hawkeyes. Let's go, Hawkeyes.
Well, knucklehead, you're okay.
You talk about that. How are you? Sydney, Earth to Sydney. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Here we go. Another in a series, folks. All right. Well, we'll try to get a hold of Sydney here in just a second. Hello. I feel like I'm talking to Lionel Richie. Hello?
Yeah, what's going on?
Without a doubt, do nothing to help anything, and you got a bunch of jerks over there.
No, there isn't.
Yes,
you're
there
wrong.
Is,
goodbye.
Hey,
goodbye.
You
goodbye.
Do your
goodbye.
What do you think?
I checked it out. Goodbye.
Hey,
I talked to
Sid.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Wrong,
will you cut him off?
Wow.
I'm correct.
I'm speechless.
Yeah.
This clown.
Answer is no. If there's such a stupid thing I said there. But,
and we went to the Max Winter at the time, knew the manager, the owner of the Copenhagen.
Copacabana?
Copacabana. Oh, close.
Copenhagen was down the block. That's the snuff.
Copacabana, and we went in there and...
What is that saying? The shortest distance between two lines is what?
Straight line.
You ever look in the mirror and say, how goofy am I? We'll find out. Time will tell. And speculation is always a question mark.
1961 was a big year in Minnesota sports history. Both the Twins and Vikings began playing at Met Stadium in Bloomington. Sid got a chance to be involved in the Twins broadcast on WCCO.
Well, I remember when the Twins went to WCCO, I got a big thrill because Larry Hay called me and he said, you're going to do the pregame show. So I did with the manager show for, 35 years until they decided that they want somebody on the road with the two. But that was a lot of fun doing it with all those managers and being close to all of the managers.
Sid also did shows with coaches from the Vikings and Gophers over the years. Sometimes those coaches decided to mess with Sid.
Very good, Mr. Burns.
Can you know what the fuck you're saying?
I don't know. You're right.
You don't know what the fuck what's going on.
You're right.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I don't argue that one fucking bit.
I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Gopher basketball coach Dan Munson. Sidney?
Dan, pardon me, Dan.
Sid.
Lost 17 at Michigan tonight.
Houston, we got problems. We've got Sid Hartman issues. Hey, how you doing, Sid?
Can you hear me, Dan?
Yes, I can. I'm in.
I'll start all over again, Dan.
3-2-1.
It was 1-17 at Michigan, and you won last night.
Yeah, that's good. We were happy. What else you got for me? Sid?
Yeah.
Are you and I just having our normal conversation? Or are we actually talking on WCCO this morning?
Hi, Dan.
All right. How you doing?
Okay.
All right.
There was another new face that saw something in Sid on WCCO by the early 1970s. The Iron Ranger, Steve Cannon. Cannon gave Sid a very famous nickname, and he didn't mess around with Sid either. It was all business on the afternoon Cannonmas, as Steve told his audience during his last ever show.
And it's time now for the Sound Center's sponsor, Sid Hartman, the Oracle. Sid, welcome to the Cannon Mess.
Mr. Cannon, I want to tell you what a sad day this is. You and I have been friends for, I think 30 years, and I don't know what I've enjoyed more than doing this 440 thing with you, and it's not going to be the same. And I wish you nothing but the best. You deserve the best.
Thanks, Sid. You've been a good friend to me, and I won't forget it. You've always been a good friend, and I know I can count on you.
You certainly can.
That's the Oracle, Sidney Hartman. And Sid and I have had a nice relationship all these years. And he's been a real asset to this show, because this is the man who works harder than anybody else in sports in this market. I've said it before. What I want to do with Sid is not all this monkey business and yelling and screaming and pretending to put each other on that show business. I don't do that with Sid. I elicit the information, because he's got it.
Anyone that knows Sid knows that no matter how often he's on the air, no matter how many columns he writes, there's always more. Sid wanted to do more. In the late 70s, he got a chance. Sid was doing a 15-minute show called The Sports Page of the Air when station managers presented a new idea called The Sports Huddle.
The Sports Huddle starts with Chuck Lilligren.
Yeah.
How does it start?
He called me, and I had a Sunday show, 12:15 to 12:00, that Hay gave me, kind of what happened the night before. And I was here. I get here about 9 o'clock, and he called me in, and while I'm working on the show, I would be, he called me in and talked to me.
Did you know Chuck very well?
Yeah, I knew him, yeah. I was at the radio station then.
But you guys weren't friends at that point,
right? We were friends. Yep. I was doing this show, this Sports Page of the Air, on Sunday, only 15 minutes.
And so Chuck stays for a number of years, right?
Yeah.
And then how does Dave end up replacing Chuck?
Well, when Chuck left, the program director tried to find somebody, and Dave Mona was well-known in the town and well-known in sports, and he picked him. The first thing I told Dave Mona is, this ain't going to work.
How come?
I just I wanted somebody else. I wanted somebody here. I forgot who it was.
Yeah, well, I think it's worked out.
The Sports Huddle has now been on WCCO for over 40 years. Amazingly, at now 100 years old and 65 years on the air, Sid still comes in each Sunday for the Sports Huddle with a fistful of phone numbers and checks in each Monday and Friday on the Morning News with Dave Lee.
I know, Mr. Optimism, but we expected a lot more, Mr. Optimism.
Can you imagine him hitting some dingers?
I think at night before you go to bed, or in that bread that you advertise, is there something in that bread?
Well, you got to think big, man. You got to think big.
No.
You know, the Twins need to, they got a new stadium.
Insanity is not part of thinking big. You're guilty until proven otherwise. You don't have enough balls to move around, and everybody wants to shoot the ball, and everybody wants to score. Are you a good dancer?
My love life is not very good.
For over two-thirds of the time WCCO has been on the air in the Twin Cities, Sid Hartman has been part of the air staff. Coming up in part four of Sidtennial, we'll take a look back at some of Sid's close personal friends.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.